VOA News, I'm Faith Lapidus. President Trump is doubling down on weekend tweets that Democrats say were racist. AP Sagar Magani reports he rejects those claims.
On Friday, the president defended House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from claims by some Democratic congresswomen that she was trying to marginalize women of color.
She is not a racist.
2 days later, he lashed out against the four lawmakers, who almost certainly are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib, tweeting they should go back to their broken and crime-infested countries. All four are American citizens, and only Omar was born outside the U.S. Democrats called the president a racial arsonist. This morning, the president tweets the women should apologize to him for past remarks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally got off to a low-key start Sunday, and fears among immigrant communities of black-helmeted agents kicking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. Still, in targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by, offering sanctuary and advice. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort is paying off in his district.
The hotline received confirmed reports of people, ICE agents with ICE jackets, walking into buildings and knocking on doors. Another one in Manhattan as well. And we also know that, again, people didn't open up their door and ICE agents didn't leave with people.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants who reach the U.S. through Mexico. A rule published Monday bars migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they've traveled through another country first. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters, the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday, adding that she supports the actions of the police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo, speaking at a news conference, said Lam needs to address the people.
This is obviously the biggest political and governance crisis Hong Kong has ever faced. And we do wonder who's running Hong Kong now, who is actually governing Hong Kong. So we urge once again Carrie Lam to come out and face the people.
On Sunday, police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who again took to the streets to demand the complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China, as well as Lam's resignation. Iran threatened Monday to revert its nuclear development program to pre-2015 levels before it agreed to restraints under an international accord if the signatory countries fail to help its economy. The international pact called for sanctions relief for Tehran as it agreed to curbs on its nuclear program. But Donald Trump withdrew from the accord last year and reimposed tough punitive measures against the Islamic Republic. Tehran contends that Europe has not done enough to help it overcome the economic effects of the U.S. sanctions. Iran's foreign ministry said it would stay committed to the accord at the same level as the other signatories stay committed to it. The World Health Organization warned that the first detected Ebola case in Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma on Sunday could be a game changer in the scale of the outbreak. As this first case was being identified, DRC health ministry officials announced that two community health workers engaged in Ebola prevention were killed over the weekend, the latest in a string of assaults that have hampered efforts to stop the spread of the deadly virus. The UN's health agency chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
Ebola has killed more than 1,600 people in DRC. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA.
all the hits and more right here.